Good evening and welcome to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. I'm Darren Helwedge. There's lots of fun things to do this summer. We're going to tell you about some of it tonight on the program in just a sec. Bonnie Connolly along from Columbia Public Schools to talk about Columbia Sunstation, their summer school program, and a lot of kids are going to be involved with that, more than I would have realized. We will later talk about summer camps that the Columbia Area Career Center is doing that sound like just a blast. And then we all love getting outside to play in the summertime. Show Me State Games is just a few weeks away, and we'll talk about that as well. Lots going on this summer, and we preview it all tonight on Thinking Out Loud. It's KBIA 91.3 FM and Thinking Out Loud. Tonight on our program, we're talking about opportunities, things for people to do in the summertime as school is just about to let out. And Bonnie Connolly is with us. She is the summer school coordinator for the Columbia Public Schools. And I don't comment on the age of my guests, but if you want to know how long Bonnie Connolly's been teaching, she taught my kids in school, so it's been a little while, but we're great old friends. Bonnie, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome. It's good to see you.
Let's talk about summer school, and the first question I have, not to be confrontational, but it is summertime. This is the time kids get out of school and they all run for the door and go, yay! And they all look forward to playing video games and running in the park and playing basketball with their friends and stuff. And you come to them and say, you're going to go back to school in July. Who in the world is going to school in July? That just seems like if I was a kid, that would be an awful thing. But you're telling me there's a lot of kids that this is very good for.
There are. And actually, it's in June. We don't give them June off and have them come in July. We do it back to back. And, you know, Columbia Public Schools has about over 18,000 students enrolled during the school year. And we get close to 9,000 in summer school. So we're
almost half of the kids.
Almost half the district comes.
Okay.
So, see, there's something there.
I guess so.
They're coming.
I guess so.
I think some kids, you know, it's a chance to get to know new buildings if they're going into first grade or kindergarten or with some of the middle school students, even high school. It's a chance to get in, get to know the building, kind of relieve some of that anxiety about the fall and get the butterflies settled down. I also think it's just an opportunity to be around your friends. We have a lot of, it's a more laid back. We do academics, but we also make sure we have a lot of enrichment, a lot of hands-on, a lot of technology and gameology and puzzle masters, and so we make it really intriguing for kids. And I think, you know, they have fun hanging out together, even in summer school in June.
All right. Well, I could imagine that if all their friends were out playing and going to Dairy Queen and all of that stuff, and they were there doing division worksheets, that would be not as much fun.
No.
So you're doing better stuff than that in here. Talk about teachers, because I know some teachers do summer school and some don't.
It varies. Some choose to go ahead and do summer school. Some actually split summer, so they get to know the kids. There might be one that works the first 2 weeks and then another teacher the second 2 weeks. That gives the kids a chance to get to know different people that they might be looking at a lot next year. We also have an opportunity, sometimes student teachers that have worked with us in the spring, they come on board and teach summer school. But it's optional. Nobody has to, but many people sign up to teach summer school.
Okay. Okay.
And 19 days of fun.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, and also, you know, I remember my dad was a professor and he would take the summers off and he didn't get paid during that time. So I'm sure there are financial reasons that teachers sometimes think that teaching in the summer can be a good thing too.
Definitely.
All
definitely.
Right. Bonnie Connolly with us. She is the summer school coordinator for the Columbia Public Schools. There's a lot of special things and a lot of different programs that you guys have going on I want to ask about. The first is an early childhood special education program, and both of my kids had learning challenges when they were in school, and I know enough about this stuff to know that the earlier you start dealing with some of this stuff, the better the end result is going to be. So when we say early childhood, first of all, talk about how old we're talking about and then what the program does.
Yep, our early childhood is the preschool, so like 3 to 5 years old.
Okay.
They have a program during the school year, and then there are a lot of students that benefit from having that consistency one more month, you know, without a three-month lag of losing some of what they've gained. And so it's real important. Important for those kids. And we also have that K through 12. We have what's called ESY, and it's extended school year.
Okay.
And a part of their IEP, their independent educational plan. We don't want them to lose ground during the summer. And so they'll be a part of the special ed program and get to keep working on those skills.
Okay. Outstanding, outstanding. And then gifted education. Mm-hmm. Some of these kids, even by the time they get to 6th, 7th, 8th grade, are starting to, first of all, show signs of that, but also have some goals beyond just being, you know, the average student and wanting to do bigger things.
Right. We do have Triple E Elementary. Students that are in Triple E during the school year can sign up for summer school, and it's there at what used to be Field Elementary.
Oh, yeah.
Is our Triple E Elementary, and then Triple E Middle School is available also, and it's at West Middle School.
Okay, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then one of the other groups of kids that I understand could really benefit from this is English as second language, mm-hmm. kids that are maybe fairly recent to the country or kids who have had another language spoken in the home and need just a little bit of help with that.
Right. Shelley Fair, our coordinator in the district, keeps an eye on students enrolling in summer school, and she puts teachers out in buildings to support those kids. And then in middle school, we have an immersion program. So students that really are pretty brand new to the English language, they have a month of immersion just in English and getting taught during June.
It's got to be difficult for some of these kids we're talking about, whether it's a special education student, whether it's somebody that's mm-hmm. in Triple E, whether it's somebody that's English as a second language, when they're in a classroom in the traditional sense with 20 or 25 and you've got your plan and you've got your agenda and all of this stuff. I would imagine in summer school it's maybe a little bit easier for them to get particular special attention that they need.
I'd agree, because it's a little more relaxed and the teacher can really gear to their class. You know, it's not, you have to get this done by a certain date. It's here's curriculum that you can use to support and be fun and interactive. If they're seeing needs with their students, they can adjust and really gear it into the class that they have for those 19 days.
One thing I saw that I really thought was exciting is summer music and students that are interested in vocal music, interested in band and stuff like that. Talk to me about fine arts and arts in general that mm-hmm. you guys have going on in the summer school program.
Sure. The program you're talking about is middle school.
Okay.
And it's actually takes place in July, so they can be a part of Sensations in the June program, our summer school.
Okay.
And then if they want to do the music program, they can do that in July. That way they have both options. And also in elementary, we have an arts, fine arts program. And schools actually recommend students from age grade 3rd, 4th, and 5th that they think would really benefit from an arts program. They get enrolled in the fine arts at Smithton Middle School.
Fantastic. Bonnie Connolly with us. She is the summer school coordinator for the Columbia Public Schools. The website, by the way, cpsk12.org. And I found a lot of information about the summer school program. And if you're interested, you can do that as well. Do people have to have been signed up by now if they want to do summer school, or can they still get somebody in the last minute here?
We say for guaranteed spots, we're closed, but we still have buildings that have openings. So
okay.
If you want to turn in some paperwork at your school, then go ahead and there's not room at that school, we will offer other openings where we have holes.
There's still a chance.
Still
if you've got
chance.
Somebody, if you're hearing this
yes.
and going, wow, that's just what I need, that's great. Bonnie, I want to ask you, when people think about teachers, they think about somebody teaching math in high school, or they think about a third grade teacher teaching third graders and all of that stuff. What made you decide to go into the particular area that you're in education-wise?
Well, my background was actually special education, and I did a lot at the elementary level. I eventually became district-wide and loved working K through 12. I eventually became one of the supervisors in special education and loved the big umbrella, having
yes.
that big view and looking for a lot of places that I could help out and problem solve. And when I retired, the opening was available to coordinate summer school, and I really like working with the bus barn and with all the different facets that go into summer school, and that's how I ended up with this role.
We're not old enough for you to use that word in here. Retired. I'm glad to see that you're not just going out and doing nothing, that you're still plugged in. That's awesome.
Staying out of trouble still.
That's terrific. Well, my kids loved you when they were in school 100 years ago, and I'm glad you're still getting the opportunity to work with those kids. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, maybe they're hearing about this and saying, I better hurry up and get them in there. How do they get a hold of you?
If they go through that website like you talked about,
yeah.
And under summer school, if they click there, there's email, and the summer school office can send anything that needs to come my way to me through the summer school email.
And that program, website again, rather, is cpsk12.org. Bonnie Connolly, it has been a pleasure catching up with you. Thanks
Great
for being here today.
Great seeing you, Darren. Thanks a bunch.